He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, Revised Standard Edition. In January 1970, my life was changed forever when God revealed his love to me. Shortly after, however, I began to notice that the devil brought opposition to me when I was seeking to serve the Lord. Whether it was an ill-timed sickness before a retreat or my back going out before I was scheduled to speak, I became aware of how Satan used my fear to cause physical symptoms in order to deter me. I began to understand that temptation was not just a struggle against personal weaknesses, but was in fact a strategic, demonic campaign to derail me and to destroy my faith. As I read the scriptures, I noticed the many references to the work of demons and to the freedom that Jesus brings from evil spirits. I read whatever I could find on deliverance. I listened intently to people's stories about being freed from spiritual bondage in the name of Jesus. I became increasingly aware of a need for greater freedom in my life and the lives of those around me. The only help I knew of, the only help I could offer other struggling Christians, were familiar scripture verses I thought I understood. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. James chapter 4, verse 7, Revised Standard Edition. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. Yet something was still missing. I did not yet know how to practically live the truth of those verses. About 15 years later, the Lord taught me how to resist the devil and the ways the truth sets us free when a godly man, through the power of the Holy Spirit, delivered me from the influence of an evil spirit, a spirit that had kept me in real spiritual bondage, rooted in a deep wound from my past. That event was hugely significant. I was able to take hold of the freedom Christ won for me in a new way. Over the years, I have been able to assist hundreds of others to do the same, as my wife Janet and I have traveled the country and the world, teaching at Unbound Freedom in Christ conferences. I believe in deliverance. Yet, I also believe that most of our spiritual freedom comes when we learn the truth of who God is, and we actually believe what he has said about himself, about us, and about his workings in our lives. Trusting God, along with resisting temptation, repenting of sin, renouncing the works of the devil, and forgiving those who have harmed us, accounts for 98% of our deliverance. Many of us, though, do not find complete freedom until we have gained that last 2%, when we command the enemy to leave. I teach this understanding of deliverance as the five keys. These five prayer principles, repent, forgive, renounce in the name of Jesus, take authority in the name of Jesus, and receive the Father's blessing, are carefully explained and modeled in the chapters that follow. Each key addresses issues at the heart of our inability to take hold of the redemption that we have been given in Christ. Once deep heart issues are dealt with in this non-confrontational style of deliverance, freedom comes. It usually comes quietly. At one of our conferences in Kenya, the leaders expressed great relief at this.
You mean we do not have to shout?